Problem Solving 101, a simple book for smart people. Author, Ken Watanabe. Being a problem solver is not just an ability. It's a whole mindset, one that drives people to bring out the best in themselves and to shape the world in a positive way. Naturally, the most effective way to solve a problem would be different for everybody. This is why you have to keep asking why and how to develop a custom-made action plan. Even if the problem you face is big and complicated, if you learn how to break it down to smaller, manageable problems, you'll be able to solve it. A basic problem-solving approach will be introduced through these case studies. 1. John Octopus. 2. Kiwi. John Octopus. John Octopus dreams of going to Hollywood and becoming an animator and a movie director working in computer-generated imagery. John has no clue how to create computer-generated animation. In fact, he does not even own a computer. He'd like to get some design practice by creating his family's New Year holiday card. That means he will need to get the computer by early December at the latest, which is only 6 months away. He knows he needs to come up with a great plan. Step 1. Set a clear goal. John has to determine what type of computer would best fit his needs. He visited computer shops and searched the internet, and found a computer he likes. A cool-looking $500 used Apple computer. Now he has a specific goal, and a number to shoot for. Step 2. Determine the gap between the goal and current situation. John's currently projected savings in 6 months at the current rate are $252. That means he will not be able to buy the computer if he continues at his current rate of income. He'll have to find out a way to fill the gap of $248. Step 3. Form a hypothesis. First, list as many options and ideas to close the gap as possible. Then select the best ideas as your hypothesis. John comes up with this hypothesis. I can buy the computer within 6 months if I switch to a higher paying job, sell some used books, and stop purchasing CDs and video games. Step 4. Check the hypothesis. 1. Determine the analysis and the information required to test the hypothesis. John decides to analyze his spending over the past 3 months. He will create a list of his purchases from his receipts, using his memory to fill any gaps. By separating his purchases into categories, he will get a better idea of what he should cut and how much the impact will be. 2. Analyze and develop an action plan. Analysis number 1. How much can John reduce his spending? John comes up with some brilliant ideas. Instead of buying sports drinks after baseball practice, he can buy a much cheaper powdered sports drink mix, make it at home, and bring it in a water jug. He also decides to co-purchase comic books with his friend. He figures out that these changes will cut his spending by 66%. John is able to reduce his spending from $15 per month to $5 per month. This will increase his total savings by $60, leaving a remaining gap of $188 to achieve his goal. Analysis number 2. How much can John make by selling unnecessary assets? John searches his room and basement to find items he no longer needs. In his room, he finds a bunch of comic books, checks out used book websites, and figures out how he can sell them for $25. After asking his mom, John runs to a local sporting goods store, where they offer him $25 for the golf bag. Now John has closed the gap by another $50, and has $138 to go. Analysis number 3. How much can John increase his income by switching jobs? To make $138 in 6 months, he'll need to increase his job income by $23 per month, which means increasing his hourly payment by almost $6. But no one offered him a job that pays more than the $3 per hour he already earns. Suddenly, he has an inspired idea. To walk 2 more dogs simultaneously and earn $9 per hour. He asks the owners of the 3 dogs and they all agree, especially after they find out it's to help him pursue his Hollywood dream. Kiwi. Kiwi has loved soccer his whole life. He has just got back from a world tour with his team. And since then, all he can think about is moving to Brazil to train. He also wants to become bicultural and bilingual. He asks his parents if he can transfer to school in Brazil to play soccer. They say okay. However, they tell him he must pick a school where the tuition is less than $3,000 per year. Kiwi's overjoyed. He runs to his computer and begins researching Brazilian soccer schools on the internet. He finds Rio and Amazon, the two most famous high schools where all the starting members of the Brazilian soccer team came from. Kiwi quickly decides that Rio is the place for him, because at Amazon, no tailored programs exist for foreigners who do not speak Portuguese, and the tuition is $5,000 per year. Rio, on the other hand, has programs in Portuguese as well as English, Spanish, Italian, French, and Japanese for foreign applicants. And the tuition is just within his budget, $3,000 per year. The next day, Kiwi watched the evening sports news, and something the commentator said grabbed Kiwi's attention. A strong team doesn't always equal great growth environment. He suddenly found himself wondering whether he had been using the right criteria to evaluate his school options. Kiwi called his coach, Jones, and asked him for his advice. He told him, "The most important thing for you is to be surrounded by great players that you get to both play with and compete against on a daily basis." He also promised to put him in touch with Coach Zico, a Brazilian coach who has worked with both schools. Later, Kiwi received a call from Coach Zico who said, "I would definitely recommend that you go to Amazon." While he thinks both schools have excellent players, it turns out that they actually offer very different environments. Rio is famous for letting only their starting lineup play games. If you're not on the first string, you'll not get much game time. On the other hand, Amazon lets all their players play in an equal number of games. This will make a huge difference for your growth as a player. Coach Zico also thinks Amazon offers much better coaching. Rio is known for its celebrity coaches, but they are also coaches for an adult national team and spend little time at the school. By contrast, Amazon's coaches spend a lot of face time with their players. Now this was getting complicated. Kiwi now realized that Amazon was more attractive than Rio, but there was still the issue of the tuition. He tried to find an organization that would provide a scholarship for him to go to Amazon. He failed miserably. However, during practice, Coach Jones asked Kiwi about his conversation with Coach Zico. Kiwi replied, "He gave me great advice. There's one issue. I can't afford the tuition." Coach Jones frowned for a minute, then snapped his fingers and called someone on his cell phone. He seemed to be talking to someone that watched Kiwi's last game. After disconnecting the call, he turned to Kiwi with a big smile. "Pack your bags, Kiwi. You're going to Amazon." That was the chief marketing officer at Nike. "They want to sponsor you. They are going to pay for everything. They'll even provide your gear. Talk to your parents about it and go meet him at his office." Kiwi could not believe it. You might think Kiwi was just lucky, but this all happened because he challenged his own preconceptions, proactively took action, and not only had a talent for soccer, but practiced hard over the years to develop his skills.